Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. A portion of the interior is forecast to receive significant rain over the next day and a half. National Weather Service meteorologist John Cowan says a low-pressure system from the Gulf of Alaska is packing a lot of moisture.
Kind of working its way north from the Gulf of Alaska, so we'll actually see kind of an easterly flow, actually. So it's going to bring the slightly heavier amounts into the Tanana Valley, you know, and around the Fairbanks area.
Cowan says rainfall amounts over the upcoming 24 to 36 hours are expected to range between half an inch and an inch across the Tanana Valley, with higher amounts in the 40-mile country between Northway and Eagle.
We are expecting an increase in river levels. We're still working out exactly how high we're expecting to see the increase, but it is worth noting and worth being cognizant of.
Cowan says area river levels had stabilized in recent days after bumping up due to substantial earlier rainfall. He says they're expected to rise again and crest on Thursday. Fairbanks International Airport has recorded nearly 2¾ inches of rain so far this month, 1.5 inches above normal. It's primary election day, and polling places are open until 8 tonight. Candidates are competing for spots in November general election races for U.S. Representative, Governor, Lieutenant Governor, State House, and Senate. Incumbent Congressman Don Young is being challenged in the Republican U.S. House primary by Thomas John Nelson and Jed Whitaker. Democrats Carol Hafner and Dimitri Shane are joined by nonpartisan candidate Christopher Cummings and undeclared candidate Elise Galvin on the combined Democratic U.S. House primary ballot. Mike Dunleavy and Mead Treadwell headline a slate of 7 Republicans running for governor, while Mark Begich is joined on the combined Democratic ballot by Libertarian Billy Toyin. Governor Bill Walker is running for re-election as an independent and therefore not on a primary ballot. The lieutenant governor's primary includes 6 Republicans and 2 Democrats. There is only 1 contested Fairbanks area state legislative primary. Republicans Bart Lebon and Wolfgang Falk are running in House District 1. The Fairbanks City Council met last night and unanimously approved Mayor Jim Matherly's appointment of Gary Wilkin to the Interior Gas Utility Board. As KUAC's Robin reports, many citizens who testified were critical of the IGU and its recent purchase of Pentex Alaska Natural Gas Company.
Mayor Jim Matherly appoints the City of Fairbanks as representative to the Interior Gas Utility Board. When the previous city rep, Frank Abeg, resigned in frustration at the August 7th meeting, the mayor looked to longtime influencer Gary Wilkin. But a possible conflict of interest immediately became apparent. Wilkin has served on the Alaska Industrial and Export Development Authority, or ADA, board for the last 8 years. ADA just sold the Pentex Gas Company to the Interior Gas Utility. In the sale, IGU gets a gas liquefaction plant in South Central Alaska, the trucks to haul the liquefied natural gas, and 1,100 customers in Fairbanks. But some say it costs borough taxpayers too much. Public testimony in front of the City Council became a review of the weaknesses of IGU and the outsized influence ADA had in financing the deal of the Pentex sale. Merrick Pierce was the CFO of the now-defunct Alaska Gasline Port Authority.
ADA's made some fundamental mistakes. They have made this acquisition of Pentex. They paid more for that company than it's worth. None of what ADA has done is consistent with what the Fairbanks North Shore Borough Assembly wanted when they passed and put into code when they created the IGU 6 years ago.
No one made comments questioning Wilkin's competence or character. In fact, most of the written comments to council members praised him as a community organizer and public servant. So did former legislator Steve Frank.
The only interest he has is a publicly spirited interest in seeing a good solution to our energy issue here in Fairbanks.
Wilkin took a chance to address the council and the conflict of interest issue.
I have no motivation whatsoever to favor a government agency built on a foundation of paper over the best interests of Fairbanks, a vibrant community built on a foundation of history, culture, opportunity, love, and hope.
But some, like Owen Hanley, thought he should not move from serving ADA to serving IGU overnight.
Gary Wilkin had been a very influential force in shaping many Fairbanks projects. As a member of the ADA board, he played a big role in ADA's purchasing natural gas assets and transferring those to IGU. Because of that involvement, I do not think it's appropriate that he be appointed to the IGU board.
Many, like David Bates, wanted to leave the seat unfilled until the council could review the points the previous city rep, Frank Abeg, made in his resignation letter.
Many issues were raised in Mr. Abeg's resignation letter. These need to be analyzed and released to the public in a transparent fashion. I think all the issues raised in Mr. Abig's resignation letter would be the real elephant in the room.
After public testimony, Council Member Valerie Therrien moved that the council postpone Wilkins' appointment until they could review Abig's letter, but the motion died for a lack of a second. At the end of the debate, Mayor Matherly asked for unanimous endorsement of the appointment, which the council gave him. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.
The Interior Gas Utility Board meets tonight from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Fairbanks City Council Chambers. The IGU Board will hear a gas supply proposal from Siemens Corporation. Also last night, the City Council postponed voting on a labor relations ordinance until the council can have a work session with city union leaders. I'm Dan Bross.